In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last Sunday, the reading from the Gospel was regarding the feeding of the 5,000. And today we have the feeding of the 4,000. There are actually two different accounts in the Gospels, two different miraculous feedings that occurred. Last Sunday, we heard about the feeding of the 5,000, where Jesus was in a wilderness, in a desert place, and there was a crowd gathered with him, and he was healing them. And the disciples were concerned for them and came and said, "All of these people are here in the middle of nowhere with no food to eat. Shouldn't we send them away so that they can collect some food for themselves in the nearby villages and towns?" But Jesus surprises them, says, "No, they don't need to go away, you feed them." And they bring to him what little they have, 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he breaks them apart and feeds the 5,000 men plus women and children. So who knows, 10, 15, 20,000 people. With 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Here, the situation is slightly different. Similar, but different. So, Jesus was again healing a great multitude in another place. And he was healing them not just for one day, but for 3 whole days in the wilderness. And these people show such dedication, staying close to Christ without leaving him, that many of them are, you know, seriously hungry. And Jesus this time is the one who's concerned about them and says, "Look, there's all these hungry people, and I don't want to send them away because just that journey to go get their food, they might collapse. They've been waiting here, fasting for healing for so long." So Jesus at this time takes the initiative. He asks his disciples, tells his disciples, "We need to do something about this." The disciples bring to him again what little they have, this time 7 loaves instead of 5, and a few fishes, and again he feeds the multitudes. So, seems to be 2 different occasions. It's odd that on the second occasion, the apostles or the disciples don't seem to remember what happened before. They're kind of surprised, you know? Jesus has, in recent memory, fed a great multitude of people with a small quantity of food, and yet here the disciples are again caught off guard. But what I want to focus on today is the final detail in each of these accounts. At the end of the feeding of the 5,000, the gospel says that the disciples collected the leftovers, and there were 12 baskets full of leftovers, of broken pieces left over. So even after Christ had fed, 10 or 15,000 people with a few loaves, there were even leftovers. And at that time, there were 12 baskets of leftovers. This time, after the feeding of the 4,000, it says that they collected 7 baskets full of leftovers. So again, a wondrous thing to happen. But what is the meaning of these numbers, 12 and 7? Because in the Bible, numbers have meaning. And our Lord Jesus Christ even points out that these numbers are meaningful in a similar account in Mark. The Gospel of Mark records the same feedings of the 5,000 and the 4,000, but then it includes another detail about what happened after the feeding of the 4,000. We heard at the end of this Gospel that Jesus and the disciples got in a boat. But what happened in the boat? Mark records that when they're in the boat, they realize, "We don't have any bread." And they're concerned about it. But Jesus responds to them and says, why do you reason in your hearts? Why are you concerned because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They said to him, 12. Also, when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said, 7. So he said to them, how is it you do not understand? He doesn't actually explain it to them. He leaves it for them to work out. But 12 is the number of the disciples, right? After the feeding of the 5,000, there is a basket full of leftovers for each of the disciples. And 7. 7 is the number of perfection, the number of fullness. After the feeding of the 4,000, there are 7, he says, large baskets full of leftovers. The point that he's making is, do you not see that I'm able to provide for you whatever you need in abundance? Do not be afraid, but rely on me, depend on me. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a lesson for all of us to take to heart. This is not just a promise for those 12 men, but a promise for all of Christ's disciples throughout all ages, that when we depend on Christ, he will provide for us. And not just the minimum, but abundantly. So as we face hardship, as we face need, as we face trial and challenge, let us devote ourselves to prayer and wait on the Lord to provide for us all that is good for us. To him be glory, honor, and worship, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.